it is reasonable to expect councils will not pass on a disproportionate cut to local voluntary and community groups, and they will not inflict bigger reductions to your budgets than they take themselves. Second, any sensible council will have known for many months, and if they listened to Mr. Darling, they'll have known for many years, that we were facing tough times. So it is reasonable to expect that they will have been talking to voluntary and community groups at a very early stage about how services need to change. Third, it is reasonable to expect that they will have given 3 months' notice or more when they think they need to end or alter a grant or other support. And finally, that there is a reasonable for them, it is reasonable to expect that they will use this 3 months to give local groups a chance to make their case and to suggest alternative ways of redesigning or reshaping the service. I want to make it absolutely clear that if councils are being high-handed, that I will consider giving our reasonable expectations a statutory force. Because in order to make a success of localism, in order to enable our towns and neighbourhoods to thrive, I want to make sure that voluntary and charitable groups have got the confidence and the clout and the power to make their mark. Whoever you are, whatever you've got to give, we're going to make it easier for you to give it. And that's why we're introducing a whole series of new rights through the Localism Bill. The right to challenge the way local services have been run, such as children's centres, social care, transport. The right for a community to buy, with time to come up with a business plan, to find cash, to run resources like leisure centres and libraries. The right, through neighbourhood planning, to have a meaningful say over what your hometown will look and feel like for the future. Local communities know the neighbourhood. They know what local people want, and they know what's going to work. The fact is that public services have been run for too long on the gospel according to the government. It's stifled innovation, stopped us getting better results. So whether parents want to run a new school, residents want to take over a community centre, or a big voluntary group want to run whole public services, we're not going to grudgingly allow this, we're going to positively encourage it. We're also ushering in a new era of transparency. Every council should be opening its books. I want everyone to be able to see how much their council spends on the voluntary sector through grants and payments under contract. And if you're not happy with the funding decisions of your local council is making, let them know. Ultimately, they're accountable to you.